51. Good days for people getting it out, not too good so that they won't go somewhere else, while on the other hand, not so bad that they won't leave the door.
That's true.
And we're talking about this weekend's annual event. I'm not sure how many years this makes this for the Southern Illinois Boat and Fishing Show.
Well, I'm happy to say that this is our 10th year.
Ready?
10 years, Tom. And a wonderful show. That's why it's been around so long.
It really is, because when you hit the main floor, see, it's weird because I go to the bridal show that we do there, and then just a few short weeks later, I show up for the boat and fishing show, and I'm, you know, and it's a different building. Instead
exactly.
of bridal gowns, it's boats,
boats.
Especially that main floor.
That's right. You know, Tom, every year we try to expand on this show, and with our 10-year this year, we decided to do something different. We are giving away a G3 boat on Sunday.
A G3, that's very nice.
G3.
I'm just curious. Before I enter, do I get a trailer?
You get a trailer.
Okay, good.
You get a trolling motor, right. And you get two seats and whatever else we can find to throw in.
Awesome.
So we're really excited to celebrate our 10-year. We always have free entertainment. We have Mr. Twist, the balloon guy, there for the kids, fishing seminars throughout the weekend. But the boat is just an added twist to the show this year. We are asking and encouraging people to help us this year. As you know, this show is something that we do for charity. We raise money for Gumdrops and the Youth Outdoor Education Foundation. But our food pantries are struggling across Williamson County on the heels of Christmas. So what we're asking and encouraging people to do is come to the show. It's a free show. Bring us a non-perishable food item, and while you're there, register for a chance to win this fabulous G3 boat.
What a good deal. The practical applications here. Number one, if you haven't been to the pavilion, very easy to find.
Yes.
And so behind the Star Center Mall, we'll call it, right?
Exactly.
That's the easiest directions. By ice and right behind you, and you can't miss it. Road leads right to it and can't go any farther. The hours, what are we talking about?
We are kicking off Friday at 3 o'clock. We'll run till 8.
3 to 8 on Friday.
Saturday, 9 to 7.
9 to 7 on Saturday. Okay, I'm working this in my schedule. And Sunday?
Sure. Sunday is 10 to 3.
Okay.
We're going to get you home in time for the Super Bowl like we do every year.
All right, and then here's the thing. We did mention free before. And by the way, Gumdrops is one of my favorite people. Gumdrops, if you're unfamiliar with Gumdrops, it's a program. As a matter of fact, my friend who helps with this program works the water department in Carterville.
Mm-hmm.
Where they take over the weekend and they package up food for young people to take home. When we started learning that sometimes kids eat at school on Friday and then don't see a decent meal again on Monday,
this
helps get them through holidays and weekends to make sure that they have food on hand that they can prepare for the weekends.
Correct.
Really great program. In any event, and then, of course, there's other programs, but Gumdrop's close to my heart, I'll have to admit to you.
Right.
All right, now, we talked about the boat shows. Number of vendors that we're talking about here, because I have a tendency to go for the big stuff because I really want a boat and have for quite some time, but sometimes it's only a rod and reel that I can afford.
Right, understood. You know, we have a packed show every year. We have a waiting list to get into this show. Not only do we have the fishing boats, we have pontoon boats. We also have RVs this year as well. So we've had RVs in the past, but we tend to forget to push that a little bit.
They take up so much space, and I can see where you, because everybody wants to see the big ones.
Right, right. But we do have a really nice setup this year, completely packed expo hall. We have tackle vendors, rod and reels, and specialty items, origami owl, Scentsy candle. So we have something for everyone.
Right. Another item that I sometimes find at some of these shows, do most of your people bring stock to actually sell, or is it more of a show and then come and see us later?
They actually have stock at the show. We've in the past had vendors actually sell out, and so they come more prepared the next year.
I know with the boats, it's like, you know, we got a boat, you'll pick it up at the shop, but you know,
right.
you can work deals. And the other thing is that I like in particular about this, the clearinghouse of knowledge type of aspect. I find that I've got questions, and I find that FAQ on the websites don't always ask my frequently answered questions. I have questions, and this is one of the items, too, because you have experts.
Oh, absolutely. The owners of our boat dealers are there to answer your questions. Great salespeople. And you know, last year we had a really good year for boat sales. People are ready to buy when they come to our show.
I think they want to be happy. It's a great escape. And with all the stuff that we've got here as well. All right, so this is the upcoming this weekend, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Think about it this the way, 3, 9, 10. 3, they open on Friday, 9 on Saturday, and 10 on Sunday. I did get that right, didn't I,
Sharon? You got it right.
That's each day they're open till, and now they close at 8 on Friday night. It's 5 hours to get by. And then, of course, you got a later night on Saturday, and then on Sunday's the short day, getting you out by 3 so you're home for the Super Bowl.
Right. And we're going to draw for the boat at 2 o'clock on Sunday.
You do not have to be entered.
You do have to be present to win.
You must be present to win. That is crucial information,
yes,
right there. So I'm glad you were able to share that with us. I want to change subjects on you.
Sure.
People in Southern Illinois, organizations, individuals, SIU, businesses, tourism, chambers of commerce are starting to respond to the upcoming eclipse. I see it. Everybody seems to be, the pitch is coming up. You
yes,
noticed?
Absolutely. The fire has finally been lit, if you will. It is something that we've been talking about with you and others for over a year, to stress the importance, the being prepared, having your infrastructure in place as a city, as a government. But these people are coming and we need to be prepared, and people are finally getting ready.
You know what I troubled myself with is when I find out very often when I'm going into decision-making mode, how I'm going to do a thing, I like to have got some experience on a past.
Right.
I don't have anything to base this on. I mean, I'm trying to envision. I got a friend of mine in Harrisburg who I want to invite to come over and spend the weekend, spend the day with me or the night before, because I'm worried they won't be able to get down Route 13.
Right.
That come over, spend the night. We'll already be here. There's plenty of places to watch it. We'll, you know, we got a back road here to the radio station. We've got a great viewing area, or maybe the viewing area in Carbondale. But I keep trying to pull up numbers, and there aren't any.
There are none. And I think the reality has finally set in with a lot of my lodging partners, because most of the hotels in Marion are full. And I'm not talking with
and
people
see,
from Indiana.
So yesterday, Shannon told me, looked at me point blank in the eye yesterday and said, there are a lot of hotel rooms still available in Southern Illinois.
Well, there may be, but they're very far and few between.
Right. See, that's because why I'm going, wait a second.
Yeah,
that's not what I heard.
We have groups from Japan, from Spain, from Switzerland. I mean, we have big groups coming in to witness this. And I've talked to my lodging partners, and I know three of my lodging facilities are completely booked.
Already.
Already. And one has been booked for almost 6-7 months.
I'm curious, for how long? Just the one night? Does it appear as though people are making this a 3-day outing,
yes,
or a 1-day?
It's a weekend getaway. It
yeah,
is definitely a weekend experience.
Then that means our infrastructure will be stressed anymore. I've always thought of this as kind of like going to the North Pole or South Pole with a team. You go there, you hit it, and you get out.
Right.
I don't know that this is going to – will you come for the 3-hour event and then leave? Some will, but others won't, and where that line flips is may really tax water systems.
Absolutely.
Food, when you've got that many people and just the sheer number of people, who, quite frankly, I think it'll be a good day to pack a box lunch.
Right. And that's what I've been – the message I've been trying to convey to groups as I talk to various organizations and councilmen and commissioners is – we need to be prepared, because not only are we going to have an influx of traffic, but when you have more people, you have more waste, you have more consumption of food, and our hospitals need to be prepared. It's August 21st of this year. That's a hot time of the year. Some people like to overindulge because they're excited about the event, and then what happens when they get overheated and dehydrated? So there are so many facets of this event that have to be looked at before they get here.
All right. And it's starting to make me a little twitchy. I think it's because I'm so fond of worrying.
Right.
Especially
right,
when it comes to worrying and speculating about something like this in particular. I find it first a very fascinating academic exercise, and then I realize I'm right in the middle of it. It's not academic.
That's right. And it's something, it's like out of your control.
It is.
And that's scary.
I don't like that, being a control freak.
Yeah.
It's
I'm
now
with you.
7:31 News Radio WJPF. Shannon, it's always good to see you.
You too, Tom.
You and I talk more about the eclipse soon. You know what? You and I and Bob Baer ought to get together from the SIU Physics Department. Guy's so sharp.
He is.
Love working with that guy, especially when it comes to the safety and what you can buy to safely view this for kids in particular. We're going to have to keep
right,
an eye on our kids on this.
Absolutely.